We continue this Lenten journey today with the scene of the transfiguration of the Lord in the gospel. And as we just heard, when the Lord was transfigured in front of Peter, John, and James, and they were covered by a cloud, they heard a voice that said, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." In other words, the Father saved humanity years and years of wandering and looking for the promised land of fulfillment by giving us the key to human realization. And what is it? "This is he," the Father said, speaking about Jesus, "listen to him." No courses on happiness, no breathing exercises, just the Father's words. "This is the one, listen to him." Now, maybe we can ask ourselves today, do I believe this? Do I believe that he is the one? Do I believe that Jesus is the chosen son of the Father? If I believe that Jesus is the one, then the natural consequence is that I will listen to him. We listen to people that are trustworthy or people that we know we should be listening to. So if we know that Jesus is the one, then I will be moved to listen to him. And I believe that we would all agree that indeed Jesus is the one. Otherwise, we would not be here in church this morning. Now, maybe I will propose a second question now. How well am I listening to what Jesus says? I believe in him. Now, how well am I listening to what he says? Do I listen to Jesus when he says, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Do I listen to Jesus when he says, "Truly I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life"? Do I listen to Jesus when he says, "Truly, I say to you, whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is my disciple, he will surely not lose his reward"? Do I listen to Jesus when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you"? With sadness and much frustration, we have witnessed for the past couple of weeks the atrocities that one man can inflict upon thousands and millions of people. And it seems to me that Mr. Putin is not listening to the voice of Jesus say, "Truly I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me." God also has ears, and he is listening to the cries of the Ukrainian people. As once he told the Israelite nation, today he tells those in Ukraine and all those who have fallen victims to evil. I have witnessed the affliction of my people, and I have heard their cry against their taskmasters, so I know well what they are suffering. As Christians, we are the people that listen to Jesus and obey what he says. Others who do not have faith might think, and who is this, who is he, speaking about Jesus, that they, speaking about us Christians, do what he says. And hopefully they can say that about us. And to this, we answer, Jesus is God. He is the one. He is the chosen one of the Father. Yes, we do what he says. Where else would we go? Or whom else would we listen to? Only you, Lord, have the words of eternal life.